Time now for your comments. Just a note of thanks for your efforts at keeping our expectations and hopes low, writes Tom Manning of Pendleton, South Carolina. He was one of many listeners who wasn't thrilled that we followed President Obama's address to Congress with a fact check. He continues, "There's nothing like a good dose of skepticism, pessimism, and throw it in, please, cynicism, to keep our minds grounded after we've heard a president make a strong effort to uplift them." Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal delivered the Republican response to Mr. Obama's address, which led us to explore the possibility of Jindal running for president in 2012. "Stop it, stop it, stop it," writes Emily Stein of Chicago. "Mr. Obama has been president for just over a month, and already you are discussing the Republicans' hopes for a successor. Wasn't it enough that the last presidential race lasted 2 years? We've been airing a lot of stories about a president who was born 200 years ago this month. In one, about the Lincoln Memorial, we said that Abraham Lincoln is on our pennies, our postage stamps, and our dollar bills. Actually, President Lincoln is worth much more than that. His image appears on the $5 bill. On President's Day, our music commentator, Miles Hoffman, imagined what might have been on Lincoln's iPod.
One of the funniest things when you read about Lincoln's taste in music is that one of his all-time favorite songs was...
"Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away."
Peggy Catron of London, Kentucky writes, "I thought the story would be frivolous, but I was wrong. Hearing music that Mr. Lincoln would have enjoyed was like stepping back into the 1860s. And yesterday we told you about a town board in Massachusetts that banned text messaging during meetings. We joked that those who voted against the ban probably sent a note that ended with a frown, where you type a parenthesis for the mouth and a semicolon for the eyes. Wrong," wrote listener Paul Hirschberger of Pittsburgh. He pointed out that the correct symbol for the eyes would be a colon. A semicolon would make a frowning face look like it was winking. And that's actually kind of hard to do. We welcome your comments at npr.org. Just click on the button that says Contact Us.